Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way in. She's heading back up from Sacramento. She was down last night at having a birthday dinner with her father. He was 82 years old yesterday. It's 7:05 in the morning, July the 6th, and our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and the chat pack's loading up in here because it's going to be a we've got some interesting stuff today besides talking about fires. We've got Senator Doug Lamoff is going to be on here in a few minutes. We want to be talking about the high-speed rail bill that passed the assembly yesterday along party lines, of course, because it's time to build that railroad someplace around Modesto. And I've been down around Modesto. I don't know of anybody that lives down there, but I'm sure that it's going to work out because our valued leadership in the Democratic Party in the state of California has told me that. But before we get started with all that, then we're going to be talking, of course, later on today with Missing in America Project. But we've got a number of other subjects we want to talk about. Recall elections, all these fires. We want to give you an update on the fire, of course. And a protest against a local business, by our Occupy Now people, Occupy Reading people. And I can't wait to talk about this one. And this was and I've invited them to come on and talk about it and received no response, which doesn't surprise me. Anyway, but before we get to all of that, we have our Wells Fargo update. And considering the good news that's come out about the economy, Chris Lasondak from our Wells Fargo Advisors, I bet you are just dancing down there.
Yeah, it's a rough day so far this morning, Carl, on Wall Street after the disappointing employment report for the month of June. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 137 points at 12,759. The S&P 500 down 14 points at 1353, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 34 points at 2942. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 89 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Nokia is down 7 cents at $1.95. Bank of America down 12 cents at 770. Ford is off 13 cents at 944. And J.P. Morgan Chase down 48 cents at 33.90. Of local interest, PG&E down 6 cents at $44.98. North Valley Bank down a penny at $12.86. And Harley-Davidson down 80 cents at $46.07. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.55%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.28. Oil's down $2.42 a barrel at $84.80. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $16.03 an ounce at $15.88.30, while silver's down 54 cents at $27.12. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris Lasondak and the rest of the advisors down at Wells Fargo Advisors have great information for you. Head on down to Park Marina Drive and find out what's going on, because it is a volatile market, with the jobs and with the economies in Europe, China and slowing down. It's just there's so much going on. If you're not staying up on top of it, Chris, Susan, Kathy, and Josh are. Go on down and see them. Okay, Bad Bob, before we take a break, I want you to give us a quick update on the fires.
Well, the 1,200-acre fire between Happy Valley and Redding didn't grow much overnight, and this hits a little bit close to home. My house is about 2 miles away from that incident. Cloverdale Road and Happy Valley reopened residents. Placer Road completely open. Clear Creek Road closed from Cloverdale to Texas Springs Road. Evacuations there are still in place, and as we get updates from CAL FIRE and local authorities, we will pass them along.
Okay, last night, as we know, it was a lot of evacuations going on, and people were up there at UPRUP Fort. They had two fires going at the same time. And then, on top of that, there was a fire last night at Whole Foods in the dumpster outside. And, of course, Calteca, the food processing plant, completely gutted. The Calteca warehouse gutted. And when that happened, there was a couple other things about it that we'd probably need to discuss too. But first, we're going to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda should be here by the time the second hour. She is on the road, and you know what? Just get out of her way. Look for that brown-ish Jeep heading north at warp speed. We'll be right back.
Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Friday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale going on now through July 8th. Save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater will rock with the annual Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Sarah Dickerson, Baron Mutford, Aaron Murphy, The Address Real Estate, Beck Riley, Sierra Pacific Industries, Krista Camp, Wind River Casino, Chris Gomez, KRCR News Channel 7, and Steve Main, Anderson New Technology. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at cascadetheater.org. For more information, contact Chrissy Hansen at 244-0118, extension 202. Join the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include Sierra Pacific Industries, Bar in Mudford, The Address Real Estate, Glam Squad, Shasta Family YMCA, Ceramy and Browning Construction, Mallory's Flowers, Record Searchlight, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Reading Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Results Radio, and Reading Rancheria.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Streets of Fire. Seven 14 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way back from Sacramento. She'll be here. July the 6th. Bad Bob. We missed the whole part of the screaming when she comes running out screaming tonight. Okay, we have to try that later. There it is. If you haven't seen that movie, Streets of Fire.
Years ago.
The acting sucks. But let me tell you, the music really, really rocks. And it's got some big names in there. Diane Lane and Robert.
Yeah, why don't they remake that with that new style of cinema with that well, looks like a comic book? Now, that would be cool.
It does that because it was kind of based on that. But, if you get a chance, look at go to Streets of Fire. The music is just dynamite in that. Okay, what's the weather at, Big Bob? Bad Bob.
Sunshine today, high of 97, mainly clear tonight, low of 66, and sunny tomorrow. The temperature moving right past the century mark, a high of 103. Downtown Redding currently seeing 63 degrees and some smoke in the air. And the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
All right, Anselmo Vineyards. You go up there, get away from the smoke, from the fires, and have music tonight. Great dining experiences. Music tonight, tomorrow night. It's going to be cooler up there. They've got the misters going. You can be inside where the air conditioning is. Just outstanding, outstanding food. And the service is always excellent. Excellent to outstanding. Even better most nights. Give them a call at 474-5546. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our buddies down there, Joe and Shelley, provide the finest coffee in the morning with Espresso Joe's inside their business there. Great icy drinks in the afternoon. If it's getting hot, you get cold ice, you get cold teas and coffees, lattes, you name it. And of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. We're waiting for Senator LaMalfa to be calling in, and somebody will probably be out there calling just to make sure because of wanted to talk about this high-speed rail. So we're going to hold off on that for a couple minutes because we got other things to talk about. All right. The jobs, and we were kind of talking, you know, alluded to this. Jobs at 80,000. 80,000 jobs were created last month. Another dismal month. That's 3 months in a row. It's been well under 100,000. And trust me, this 80,000 is going to be, they're going to go back and look at it, and they're going to push that number down again once they get the true number, because they're always off 10 to 20,000 jobs. And while there may be fewer people applying for unemployment, maybe there's, you know, maybe they've given up. Anyway, but if you look at the numbers, we've got over 24 million people unemployed. And about 5 million of those, or a little bit more, have been over 6 months. If you take the number of unemployed and underemployed, and we know what that is, you're looking at 15%. And then if you throw into that the number of people that have just dropped out of the job market completely since President Obama has taken office, the number goes up even further. What we're saying here is that the economy has not come back. The economy is still in the tank. I mean, the fact that people are still fighting it, and there's some jobs being hired, and we're still moving, trying to move forward with it. Customer confidence is down. Consumer confidence is down. You know, you're not seeing the big buys. And is this because people are just waiting for the election? Just waiting to see what happens in November. Because how much money do you want to invest when we're talking to people about? Let's just talk about your employers. If you've got 50 people or more, you've got to make sure they've got health insurance. 50 people or more, you've got to make sure they have health insurance. I was talking to somebody yesterday. He says, I provide health insurance. I don't have that many people. I have 15 people or 20 people that I provide, because that's why I feel like I should do that. And that's you know what? I applaud him for doing that, because that's just the way he feels. He feels that's part of what I pay them is their health insurance. Under this new plan, he could theoretically just say, hey, you know what? There's a health insurance plan out there. You've got to get your own health insurance. Here, go buy it. And I'll give you $200 a month to help buy it. And you could do that. Now, what's that do? That means is that people, when they say you can keep your own health care plans, well, you can if your employer wishes for you to do that. And then you've got to, look at the exceptions to the health care plan, and there's so many of them, I don't even know where to start. The AB 1081. AB 1081. Now, this is something that's kind of sliding its way through the assembly right now, and I can't even begin to tell you with the minute I've got left what this means and what impact this could have on us. As we the people here living in California, and this blatant disregard of law, borders, and the treatment of people that live here legally in the United States. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought that piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? Ah, it's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious Manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. You're probably already aware that black mold can be a major health risk to your family and pets. But did you know that much of this bacteria can enter your home from your shoes coming in contact with your own moldy sidewalks and driveways? SuperClean's cleaning and treatment process can wipe out much of this dangerous mold and those ugly black stains, bringing back that SuperClean look. So call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get SuperClean.
SuperClean now.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way back from Sacramento, 7:23 in the morning. Hey, we have Senator Doug LaMalfa on. Senator LaMalfa, what's going on with this high-speed rail line? It looks like it's being, where is it?
Oh, the insanity continues. The assembly went ahead yesterday and passed it out with just about unanimous support of one party and unanimous dissent from the other party. And so it's going to be in the Senate side this afternoon. We're going to take it up. So
now the
on the Senate side, there seems to be some of the Democrats are a little more nervous about deciding to instead pay for high-speed rail instead of their kids' education or things like veterans' homes or that. But you know, it's going to be 50-50 whether they get enough arm twisted by the pro tem to. Put the votes out. They need 21 votes out of 40, so we hear all sorts of rumors. There might be anywhere from 3 to 8 Democrats that are nervous about voting for it.
Well, that would still, though, make it enough, though, right?
If 5 or more lay off or vote no, then it would fail.
Okay, now the assembly passed it yesterday, of course, like as you said, over down party lines. Now there's going to be like $4.5 billion in bonds being sold. Is that what I understand?
4.7 of state bonds and being matched by 3.3 of federal government borrowed money, yes.
So does this money come out of our pockets then, that 4.7?
It all does eventually, you know that.
Well, that's true. I understand that.
There's no freebies out there. Bond money is borrowed dollars that have to have debt service
to pay for the bonds. And so by the time the 4.7 is let out, it's going to mean to the California about 300, and depending what level you, you know, figure it's going to cost per year, it's anywhere from $65 to $80 million per year per billion. So we're just kind of rounding off to about $350 million per year.
Just for debt service.
To service the debt on the $4.7 billion.
$350 million a year.
Yeah.
You know, it boggles my mind that we are in such bad shape financially, and they push this thing through again.
It shouldn't even be close. But then I said that about the Al Gore, George Bush race, and the John Kerry race, and the Obama versus McCain race. These guys, it shouldn't even be close that people have the discernment to figure out who's going to do what, and that this is even up for discussion right now on the heels of a budget that was so poorly done here the other day, and last year's budget, and the one before that. It boggles my mind. The last 2 weeks, for me around here, have been the worst 2 weeks as far as watching the wanton destruction of our values, of the state, of simple things like hunting rights, simple things like doing a budget that may or may not work, doing it on time, doing it by the rules. I mean, it's just incredible right now. And I'm not being dramatic, people. It's just
you're not a dramatic person, Doug.
No.
So, okay.
Once in a while, I mean, you gotta get me fired up on not just, I don't do it just for the drama, trying to get things done. But, you know, it's just I don't get it. It kind of plays into the whole thought that people are trying to create chaos and then allow the government and assume more responsibility because we have an emergency now, you know. So it's craziness.
Well, you know, here's something else, too, and I don't even know if this has hit your radar, but San Francisco Democratic Assemblyman Amiano wrote AB 1081, which says undocumented, which is illegal, illegals arrested for minor offenses will no longer have to fear deportation because we're not going to tell the government about them. And it says, under the bill, officers would only refer people convicted of serious felonies to immigration officials.
But we know they've been loosening things that direction for quite some time here.
Yeah, but that means now is that, I mean, what's a serious felony? Is that like a murder? So if you're doing drugs and you're selling drugs and you're breaking into homes or that kind of stuff, is that a non-serious felony?
If you take the list of felonies and other offenses that no longer require you to be busted back into prison, if you violate, instead now you're just going to stay in the jail or they're just going to patriot them to the local jail instead of staying in state prison. I mean, this is just part of the continued destruction there. It's amazing to me, Carl. And so look at that list of things that are no longer worthy of state prison. And I don't understand when you talk about the prison thing, where do they want these people to live? They want them in their backyard in the Bay Area in L.A. and San Diego? Because I know we don't want to put up a tent for them in places like
We can't put up a tent farm. If we could put up a tent farm, we can handle these things, but that's against the law, too.
I meant Carl, a tent in your backyard. Oh. You can house one. So.
Well, they can come in.
I'm not into that. So.
Hey, Doug, so today's the big vote, so please keep up the good fight. See if you can, you know, wring some arms there.
Well, it is all culminating on this issue. I've been fighting for almost 2 years, and yesterday I got to serve as the de facto vice chair of the Senate Budget Committee, so I had a whole list of questions and statements on that, and, you know, if you all want to YouTube it or whatever, you can check some of the
Absolutely.
Comments out. And here are the non-answers, because the answers that were given were not really answers to the overall picture of where's the money coming from, you know. If we're going to build this rail and the governor's new adjusted number is only $68 billion, we only have $13 billion we can identify. The federal government is not sending any more money. The private sector is running away in droves. They're not investing in this thing. So where do you get the other $55 billion? That's over five times the amount that we have lined up already from state bonds. Are we going to indebt ourselves the other $55 billion, which would mean $6 billion per year of state money? Just to service the debt annually over the next 30-something years?
Hey, Doug, we've hit the hard mark here. If you want to wait till we come back on the other side. Otherwise, thank you very much for the call. And if you want to wait, we've got room for you on the other side.
the Fox Business Network. A disappointing report on the U.S. labor market is weighing heavily on Wall Street. At 10 a.m., the Dow is down about 120 points. U.S. businesses hired at a slower-than-expected pace in June. According to the Labor Department, 80,000 jobs were added, though that fell short of forecast. It was higher than the revised May reading of 77,000. The unemployment rate held steady at 8.2%. Lacrosse footwear has rallied more than 80% on news of a buyout deal. Japanese athletic retailer ABC Mart is purchasing all of Lacrosse's outstanding shares for roughly $138 million. The deal, which is still subject to customary closing conditions, is expected to close during the third quarter, and five major U.S. retailers are joining forces in an antitrust suit against Pfizer. Walgreens, Kroger, Safeway, SuperValu, and HEB Grocery are accusing the drug maker and India's Ranbaxy Labs of conspiring to delay sales of generic versions of Lipitor. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Well, I'm a salesman, and I'm on my feet all day long, so comfort's really important to me. That's why I tried the ProFoot 2-Ounce Miracle insoles.
Only the 2-Ounce Miracle is made with custom-forming VitaFoam to keep your feet steady and comfortable. The ProFoot 2-Ounce Miracle insoles conform to the unique shape of your feet, just like custom orthotics. Plus, they cushion and support your feet for amazing comfort.
What a huge difference they make. It's really a miracle.
Try the ProFoot 2-Ounce Miracle insole, available at Walmart.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale. Going on now. Through July 8th, save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now. Through July 8th. Don't miss it.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
I'm attorney Lucky Jastrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy changing, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jastrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jastrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code. These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater will rock with the annual Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Sarah Dickerson, Baron Mudford, Aaron Murphy, The Address Real Estate, Beck Riley, Sierra Pacific Industries, Krista Camp, Wind River Casino, Chris Gomez, KRCR News Channel 7, and Steve Main, Anderson New Technology. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at cascadetheater.org. For more information, contact Chrissy Hansen at 244-0118, extension 202. Join the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include Sierra Pacific Industries, Bar in Mudford, The Address Real Estate, Glam Squad, Shasta Family YMCA, Ceramy and Browning Construction, Mallory's Flowers, Record Searchlight, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Reading Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Results Radio, and Reading Rancheria.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on her way up from Sacramento. She was at her daddy's birthday party last night. She'll be here before the show's over. 7:35 in the morning, July the 6th. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster can guarantee you that he is going to fix your windshield. Other shops can't give this guarantee, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 24 inches long. Jeff Wurst can fix it. He's fixed the windshield on my car, a 12-inch crack, and it, you know, it was years ago, and it's still as strong as ever. He's located at 3280 Market Street. You can give him a call at 241-8373. And trust me, if you got a little ding in your windshield and it's really hot weather and you've got air conditioning, boom, there it goes. Let him fix it. Guarantee his work. That's Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3280 Market Street here in Redding. All right. Henry, you've been patient. You're on.
Well, good. I had a reason to meet with my accountant yesterday. And one of the things that came up after I got through with my business was the fact that my premiums on Medicare, which is $92, $93 a month for myself and my wife, are going to go up about $10 per person after the 1st of January. The 1st of the following year, they're going to go up another $15. And the following year, they're going to go to $226 each.
Wow.
Now, this is a shot on the senior citizens, and I think that word should be put out. And if senior citizens will get off their butt and go out there and vote that guy out of office, it'll sure help.
So you're going up by hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
It's going to double.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the thing.
More than double by January 1st of 2015.
Yeah, well, you know, this is, you know, you're not supposed to be, you know, it's not going to be taxes. You're not going to get your taxes raised. All this stuff is supposed to have, it's just those rich people making $250,000 or more.
Well, so this hits the senior citizen right in the pocketbook.
Absolutely. And I tell you, they're going after the TRICARE and all this, too, for the retired military. Even though they're saying, well, if you're over a certain age, but a certain age is like 65. If you're, if you're near anywhere up in the 50s and I think early 60s, they're going to keep raising your TRICARE rates too. And this was on healthcare that when from the military. So,
well, I'll tell you, it's a crying shame, and I think the word should be put on the street of what's going on. Because I was totally unaware that was in the package at all.
Oh, there's lots of things in that package. It's like Nancy said. She said, wait, we got to pass it to see what's in it. So now as we've passed it, now we're starting to see what's in it. And I just hope that this becomes the most uncomfortable place to sit for the Obama administration.
I do, too. Incidentally, I was listening to the high-speed rail thing.
Yeah, in fact, Senator LaMalfa is on the other line again, so.
Well, one comment on that. Do you know anybody that wants to go to Bakersfield?
I don't even know anybody that lives in Bakersfield.
Well,
is Bakersfield in California? I mean, I've heard about it, but I thought they
well,
did,
you,
weren't they
I
going
don't
in?
Think I'd want to live there.
Didn't they go into receivership or something? Oh man, it was stalking.
No, I think that was stalking.
Also, that other there was that ski resort that just went to.
Yeah, that was that Mammoth or Jim?
Mammoth. Right? Mammoth went into bankruptcy too. Hey, Henry, thanks a lot. We gotta pop on over to the next line.
You bet.
Hey, we're back with Senator LaMalfa. We lost you there for a minute, Senator.
Hey, I'm back. How are you doing?
Okay. You know what? This fight. When's the vote today?
Well, we go into session at 1 o'clock, so we have there's a lot of things on the file we could do or what have you. So we might be there well into the day. The majority decides when you're going to bring up which item, and so it could be quick, it could be at the end. They have a lot of arm twisting, I think, to get the votes they need to put out the high-speed rail. So it's just been interesting to watch because some of the Bay Area Democrats and some of the South LA ones have been really more nervous when they see how bad the plan is here. I mean, for most of us, it'd be obvious right away, but, you know, they're more torn by other interests, such as making labor happy and the environmental movement happy, and then the la-di-da idea of, like, oh, wouldn't it be great to have this come through here? So there's several that are very torn. We've heard some pretty firm no votes that have been stated by maybe three of them, but we need at least five or six, something like that.
So is there, like, trades going on? Like, if you give me a yes vote, we're going to do something for your district or anything like that? I mean,
well, here's
is
the
deal. Blatant vote buy-in
yet? You actually nailed that. They've come up with about
$1.1 billion of connectivity funding here, which means they want to change the rail systems in the Bay Area called Caltrain and the one in Los Angeles called Metrolink. They want to electrify some of those tracks and get rid of the diesel engines and have them be more turnkey ready for when the high-speed rail comes in, supposedly. And so there's $1.1 billion there, which was a sweetener, I think, for some of those urban legislators, and I think has helped sway a couple of them to come over in the column because they can go back to the district and say, well, even though it's a really bad deal for California, it's good for us because our local system is getting upgraded a little bit.
Oh, gosh. You know, I tell you what, I'm just appalled. You know, I'm just kind of like, you know, I've gone from thuggery to just mob. I'm not sure. I can't come up with new names to describe the Democratic leadership down there.
Yeah, I run out of words sometimes on the floor in committee of what to say about all of it because I still use math and logic and apply it to what we try to do.
Yeah, we can't find the money to open up a veterans home, but we sure as hell can find, you know, to pay $360 million a year on a debt to build a high speed line that goes nowhere. Yeah, you know,
that was one of the biggest heart drops for me here in the last 2 weeks. Was like, you know, really, I thought we had a pretty decent agreement there. We downsized the vets home funding from $26 million that it took to really do it right to $10 million, which would have a slow ramp up, and so that $10 million shrunk that back down to the 3.3 just to keep the lights on, the air conditioner running real low, you know. To the number like 4.2, which they can say they're ramping up a little bit with hiring some staff and getting some people in place and da-da-da. But, you know, that doesn't get the job done at all, and it's another slap in the face to the things we care about and the people we care about when that's the best we can do, and we, in the meantime, haven't done a single thing to really reform any of the other processes of the way the budget's done, setting aside a rainy day fund, fixing pension reform, or doing some of the reforms we talked about that means we wouldn't have to do education slashes if the governor's taxes don't pass this in November, which they're counting on it. They have it banked. If the taxes don't pass, then the wick and trigger cuts come in a little bit later, okay. And we'll probably be back in session down here around Thanksgiving to try and slap another tire patch on this process.
Kind of put a little more lipstick on this ugly little pig. Okay.
No, it gives pigs a bad name. Pigs are kind of cute, you know.
Yeah, you're right. It gives pigs a bad name. Oh, man. Okay. Hey, Senator.
Well, you know, I'm hanging in there, and I appreciate everybody just staying behind us on this.
Oh, yeah.
To support us with their calls and their faxes and letters and all that to show that we're trying to go in the right direction. The encouragement is very, very.
Well, this is a nonpartisan thing. I believe up here in the North State, as people are looking at it. I don't think Democrats. You know, anybody that. Okay, let's just do away with some labeling here. Even though I do that a lot, is that, you know, it's what's right for California. What's right for our, you know, for education, for the veterans, for the, you know, for the, you know, public service to have another $365 million a year coming out to build a. Just for the debt.
Well, you're exactly right, Carl. The partisanship is defined really only among the 120 legislators sticking very tightly to their guns, to their, they're getting rid of those, but to whatever that belief system is. And I'm sticking to mine, but that's the one I told you all that I would do.
Yeah, you've been doing this for 2 years.
But when you get out there and just talk to regular people, there's 2/3 of Californians that want to have a re-vote on the rail.
Well, can there be another initiative that, you know, that gets it back on?
Well, that's what we're working on right now. Go to revoterail.com, and you can sign up there. We're circulating the petitions right now. A bunch of our Tea Party friends have those already floating around the Redding area, and just about every place I've gone in Northern California, I've got my backpack full of petitions for that. And you know, but we're going to need funding for it to really make it go.
Right.
So after today's vote, it'll be a determining factor whether people want to really get behind our revote rail issue and get it done, which I think is important, because even if the action isn't taken today to do it, it's still going to be hanging out over everybody's head, and it's not going to go away till the voters say, look, we have other priorities besides this.
Yeah. Okay, hey, we've gone way over our break. Our guest has been Senator Doug Lamoff. And Doug, thanks so much for the phone call. And don't give up the fight. We are behind you.
Never. Thank you much.
You bet. Take care, Doug. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Call on the bot. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. You know what? Isn't it great to have a senator call in, you know, and you say, hey, you know what? We'd really talk this. He's got time for us. He's got time. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employed professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater will rock with the annual Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Sarah Dickerson, Baron Mutford, Aaron Murphy, The Address Real Estate, Beck Riley, Sierra Pacific Industries, Krista Camp, Wind River Casino, Chris Gomez, KRCR News Channel 7, and Steve Main, Anderson New Technology. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at cascadetheater.org. For more information, contact Chrissy Hansen at 244-0118, extension 202. Join the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include Sierra Pacific Industries, Bar in Mudford, The Address Real Estate, Glam Squad, Shasta Family YMCA, Sarah Mae and Browning Construction, Mallory's Flowers, Record Searchlight, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Redding Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Results Radio, and Redding Rancheria.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
The Salvation Army presents its fifth annual golf tournament and auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club. The golf tournament is sponsored by Redding Elks Lodge No. 1073 and is designed to help send underprivileged kids to camp. If you would like to help make a difference in a child's life, contact the Salvation Army here in Redding at 222-2207. The Salvation Army's fifth annual golf tournament and auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club with a shotgun start of 8 a.m.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, we're beating that drum. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Friday, 7:48, 530-605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening. What can I say? Bob and Judy since 1985. If you need something sharpened, they can sharpen it. Tools, knives, asses, axes, chainsaws. They will make bandsaw blades to order. To order. Get that? To order. While you wait. Give them a call at 530-365-1479. We really like Bob and Judy, too. What a great pair. And they're down at 6915 Eastside Road, Building 6 in Anderson. Okay, R&B Sharpening. All right, if it's Friday, it must be Amy. It must be Amy shaming us into getting into better shape. Because I can see your smile over the telephone, Amy.
Aw, thank you so much.
Yes. So what's up?
All right. Well, we're on our little series here, and we've already covered about eating slowly. And last week we covered about making sure you're having a protein with each meal. Today we're going to talk about something that our mothers and our grandmothers have been harping on us for years. Eat your vegetables. Well, science has finally caught up, and science has demonstrated that not only do we get vitamins and minerals from our fruits and our vegetables, but they also play a really important role in producing what's called an alkaline load to the blood. So So things like protein and grains make your blood load more acid. Well, illness and inflammation likes acid, so we have to create a more alkaline load in our blood. And guess what? Fruits and vegetables do that. So you want to make sure you're getting at least 1 to 2 servings of fruit or vegetables at each meal and snack. So that means when you have breakfast, I want you to maybe have fruit with it. Or if you're going to have an omelet, hey, great time to throw in some spinach. Every time you have a snack, even if you're going to have some nuts, why don't you have half a banana or half of an apple? Always trying to have at least some sort of fruit and or vegetable with each meal, and each snack will help keep your blood alkaline and keep you away from those acidic conditions of being sick or having inflammation or having your arthritis worsen. So listen to what Grandma said and Mom. Eat your fruits and vegetables.
Okay, Amy, you're kind of like our mom.
Yeah.
Our mom of good eating, nutrition, and exercise.
That's right.
Bad Bob wants to know if you'll spank him if he's not good.
Well, it's negotiable.
Amy from Addison's Peak Performance. Okay, there's going to be a flood of people down there right now. Addison's Peak Performance and Amy giving us our health tips. Thank you so much, Amy. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet, guys. Sounds good.
All right, Amy, got to take a quick break here, get back on time. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. When we come back, I'm going to talk about Occupy Reading, and I think they've gone off the deep edge.
The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale going on now through July 8th. Save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
Rock and Roll Bingo is one of the coolest new features at Wind River Casino. It's not your ordinary bingo.
Rock and Roll Bingo.
On Friday, July 13th, be ready for a game full of excitement, music, light, and fun. Over $7,500 in cash and prizes will go. 20 games pay $250. Hands-free electronic $25. Paper is only $10. Be part of the fun and games and play Rock and Roll Bingo to win cash and prizes on Friday, July 13th. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com and check out our bingo calendar. It's better on the river. Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $500 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Friday. Linda's on her way back from Sacramento. Birthday last night with her daddy at 82. So she'll be back here before the rest of the show's over. Okay, I want to talk about Occupy now. Occupy Reading, all right? Occupy Reading, you know, first of all, people think, oh, you know what, you shouldn't give them any time or anything like that. Wrong, and I'll tell you why. It's because, a lot like the Tea Party, they are involved. They are out there, and they're standing up for what they believe in. I applaud that. I applaud when they take on the big businesses. I applaud when they do, they're saying, hey, this is wrong. This is wrong for people to lose their homes when all these people are still getting these huge bonuses. However, Occupy Now sends me these press releases. And the latest one is that they're organizing a demonstration against AirCover Integrated Solutions. You know, that's that new company here in Shasta County that does research and development on drones. And this is what they say. This is their exact words. Drones have created a monstrous new industry in remote murder and a leap toward total depersonalized military surveillance and control. Now, that's all I'm going to read about it. All right, let's talk about that. And I asked Occupy Reading to come on about this. We've had them on before. I welcome people taking stands. I don't welcome the fact that we've got a small group of people, albeit, that is going against a small business here. A small business that's here doing research and development, hiring people here in town for doing a perfectly legal, honorable mission. Drones. Guess what else drones are used for? They're used to hunt for lost people. They're used to look at fires like we've got out here. They're big for, you know, for tracking the fires. They want to send people out there. They use them for electric lines. They use them for gas lines. They use them for anything that you can imagine where they can put a drone out there instead of a person. Now, depersonalized murder. You know, I know the people in Occupied Reading. There isn't one of them that spent a day in the service, at least the people I've met. So I guess, is this what you're saying, Occupy Reading? Is that you'd rather put men in harm's way on a deep reconnaissance mission? And you've probably never done a deep reconnaissance mission. I have. I've got people who are coming in right behind me in the next segment in Missing in America have done deep reconnaissance missions. And you haven't lived till you're out in the middle of nowhere, miles away from friendlies, putting eyes on target so you can call in an airstrike on the bad guys. But guess what? That's real dangerous. That's why people get killed. That's why it's, you know, having a drone out there that can look. You've still got eyes on the other end looking at it to say it's depersonalized. You are so wrong. This shows your total naivety.
But, Carl, don't you understand? There are no bad guys. We just need to talk to them and understand them. Sorry.
Right. No bad guys. Walk through the park some evening and put $20 bills on your body. See how many bad guys are out there. But here's what I'm saying, Occupy. I stand by you and you're right to do these things. Because those people out there, you know, the people that are out there that have done this, that, you know, I want you to be involved. But I totally disagree. How dare you go after a local business? Are you trying to put them out of business? Is that what you want? You want to put more people out of business? Is this what Occupy Reading is about? Now, we know you went after Orchard, too, but you quickly pulled that one back when you found out that the groundswell of people were saying, like, wait a minute, Orchard Nutrition? These guys hire. These guys buy. This is a local business. How dare you want to put a boycott on them? And so I say to you, which you didn't do because you saw the people against you, what do you think, this is an easy target? Well, you're wrong. Occupy Reading, you are absolutely wrong, and I'll be glad. Come on the show. Tell me why you think that this business should be demonstrated against, that drones are bad. They're like any other tool. They're only as good as the user. Got to take a break here. When we come back, I've got Missing in America Project. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. You know, you don't go after businesses. You don't go after small, honorable businesses that are in this city.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Reading. News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
America can do better.
Mitt Romney reacting to another month of slow job growth.
This kick in the gut has got to end.
The Republican using the June report to bolster his campaign. President Obama is just now speaking in Ohio.
Single mom. Because my dad left.
Going into, again, how this is an election with stark contrast between he and the Republican Mitt Romney, as the jobs numbers come in this morning that show tepid growth in June. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
The unemployment rate is unchanged at 8.2%, but employers added just 80,000 jobs, far fewer than expected, in the third consecutive month of job growth shy of 100,000. The Labor Department also revising slightly down the number of jobs created the past 2 months. There are a few good indicators. The average work week grew a bit, and average hourly pay was also up last month. A third of the jobs created in June were in temporary services, Dave.
Now, Jared, the Friends of Syria are united as foes of the regime.
The violence in Syria must stop. A democratic transition must start. And Assad must go.
Secretary of State Clinton in Paris, where she also said China and Russia, which did not attend the meeting, must pay the price for blocking progress ending the fighting. Russia says she is not correct. They're cleaning up storm damage in East Tennessee. At least two people were killed when the storms ripped through the Great Smoky Mountains National Park area. They are roasting again in the Midwest.
I'm not used to being this hot.
She is in Minnesota, where it'll be 97. It's already 96 in St. Louis. It feels like 103. In Chicago already at 10 a.m. Heat warnings and advisories are posted in 25 states, and this week alone, there have been 3,000 heat records set across the country. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703. That's 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703.
In 3 weeks, the Summer Olympics start in London, where there are more terror arrests. Fox News Radio's Phil Lidner is there live.
The seven men detained on suspicion of the commission, preparation, or instigation of acts of terrorism. UK police quick to say this is not associated to the upcoming Olympics. The arrests, after a car impounded in routine stop, was found to have hidden firearms and other weaponry. These arrests come quick on the heels of another raid yesterday, as well as a false alarm on a British highway. Experts here saying with heightened security measures in place for the Games, there are likely to be more incidents of this nature. Dave?
Now, Phil, the case of the Fort Hood massacre that left 13 dead is back in military court this hour, but Army Major Nadal Hassan, the accused killer, may not be there.
He's been barred from the courtroom lately as the now paralyzed Hassan is sporting a beard, which is against Army regs. He wanted a waiver from the no facial hair rule on grounds he's a Muslim, but the brass said no, and the judge says if he won't shave, he'll watch his own hearings via closed circuit TV.
That's Fox News Radio's Evan Brown. The trial is supposed to start next month. On Wall Street, the Dow down 155 points today. A foul-mouthed teddy bear may no longer top the box office after this weekend.
The big movie of the holiday week, The Amazing Spider-Man.
Ready to play God?
In the Spider-Man reboot, Peter Parker, played by Andrew Garfield, finds a clue that might help him understand why his parents disappeared.
Do you have any idea what you really are?
Savages is an Oliver Stone crime drama about pot growers who face off against the Mexican drug cartel who kidnapped their shared girlfriend.
Just because I'm telling you this story doesn't mean I'm alive at the end of it.
If you're looking for a concert film, you can check out Katy Perry, Part of Me.
I feel like a stronger, better person because of it.
Thank you so much for believing in my weirdness. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
At Wimbledon, Roger Federer beat the top seed and defending champ Novak Djokovic in the semis. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. I've only been doing this, you know what, a thousand times. I just sometimes forget where I am.
Pray, priest.
8:05 in the morning on July 6th. It's Friday, TGIF. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda, she scurried off yesterday, literally a spur of the moment, and headed to Sacramento for her dad's 82nd birthday. She's never missed one, and she, you know, but we had a lot of things going. And I said, "Honey, you got to be there." So she had dinner last night. The family had dinner, and then she's on her way back right now. In fact, I did on the spot with Linda Bott last night. And if you don't think I talked fun fashion and Bagolini bags, I mean, you didn't know about those. Okay. Again, 8:06 in the morning, and Bad Bob, let's do an update on the fire.
Oh, it's interesting to report the news when it's in your own backyard.
Yeah, you were getting ready to launch it. Weren't you?
Yeah, we were doing some precautions, getting ready to move out if we had to, because I do live out on Placer Way. Dale Fire now 40% contained. That is in the Happy Valley area, of course. Size of the fire remains 1,200 acres. Today's focus, keeping the fire south of Placer Road and away from Camino del Encino. Evacuation orders lifted for Cloverdale Road. Mandatory evacuation is still in effect. Calle Vista Road off in the Monte de las Flores subdivision, north of Placer off Secluded Valley Drive, Diggins off of Placer, and Sanssouci Drive off Placer. Potential evacuations include Montgomery Ranch Road and Texas Springs and road closures.
Are those still possible if
we get wind under the fire today and it breaks the lines.
We're going to stay on this today. We're going to be breaking in at various times during the shows in the next 3 hours to let you know what's going on, of course, because we have shows today from 9 to 10 and 10 to 11. We have Shasta Startup, of course, and Bold Truth. It's Fridays, and so we'll be keeping everybody up on the fires that way, too. Thanks, Bad Bob. Let's go to Chris Lasondak from our Wells Fargo advisor. Chris, things looking up at all?
No, Carl, we're in negative territory, when we have been negative since the opening bell with the poor job report for the month of June. We're now currently where the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 149 points at 12,747. The S&P 500 is off 14 points at 1353, while the NASDAQ Composite is down just about 41 points at 2935. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 158 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Intel's down 57 cents at $25.97, Microsoft down 61 cents at $30.08, Apple's down $5.91 at $603.84, and Google's down 976 at $586.16. Of local interest, Costco down 9 cents at $93.88, AT&T down 3 cents at $35.30, and Tri-County's Bank down 12 cents at $15.32. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.55%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's down $2.54 a barrel at $84.68, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $16.67 an ounce at $15.87.66, while silver's down 52 cents an ounce at $27.14. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. They're located at Park Marina Drive, my friends, and they'll give you the best updates of what's happening. They'll help you with your investments. They'll tell you the true scoop of what's going on with Wall Street and investments and what you can do with your money. So head on down to Park Marina Drive to the Wells Fargo advisors. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We've got Missing in America Project with us, and we're going to talk about them. It's been a while since we've had them on and talk about some of the things that they're doing. It's, you know, 4th of July week, Independence, you know, Memorial Day has gone by, and let's talk about our veterans. Let's talk about the fallen, and let's talk about what they're doing to assist families during their time of need. We'll be right back.
Everything's better. Walk on the ocean. Step on the storm. Let you go, water. Walk on
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Did you know that this year's June Consumer Report magazine claims that cleaning and checking your gutters for leaks is the most important thing that you can do to reduce mold growth inside your home? We are the local experts for cleaning dangerous mold and fungus from your roof and gutters, bringing your roof back to a safe, super clean look. Call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882. Or check us on the web at supercleanroof.com.
It's super clean now.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR 1460 AM.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:14 in the morning. Carl Linda Botland will be back here in a few minutes. Coming back up from Sacramento. July the 6th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are chatting live at KCNR1460.com. Just jump into our chat room. You've served your country through a war or through peacetime. You expected to receive a military burial, recognition by our government of your commitment to our great country. You expected to have honor and respect paid to you as a result of your service to our great nation. Instead, you reside on a shelf in a mortuary or a storage facility at a crematorium. And I think that pretty much sums up what the Missing in America project is. And we welcome the CEO, the president of the Missing in America project, Fred Slante. Fred, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you for having us on.
Well, you know, it's been a while since we've had you on. There's a lot of times to catch up, and people don't maybe understand what it is, that what MIAP is. They see you out there, but they don't really understand is that you are a nationwide organization at this point.
Yeah, we've come a long ways, Carl, since we first started. We now have, as of yesterday, when Pennsylvania governor signed his MIAP law into place, we have 21 states with laws. We have House Bill 2051 in the House of Representatives, introduced by Congressman Tiberi from Ohio. We have a Senate Bill 2258 that's in the Senate, introduced by Rob Portman. And an Alaska senator.
So we have national laws moving forward to make us nationally recognized and to make the VA be able to work a lot closer and have the ability to kind of bend some laws that we're now bending to make them not bendable, but yeah, straight up front and going.
Now, Missing in America is essentially what it says. Is this started when you started this years ago, and it wasn't really that long ago. It's been the last, what, 5 years?
6 years.
6 years.
6 years, July.
And this is 6 years in July. And what it was you realized that there were veterans out there who, from our, you know, that have served honorably in our service, that their remains have been left someplace and never been claimed, and now they're just sitting there in a mortuary, as I read, or a crematorium or someplace. You found them in, you found them in trunks, you found them in all these places. And what you realized was is that, you know, unless I do something or we do something to give them an honorable burial, a military burial, it'll never happen.
I think a good example of that is we had a husband and wife that died in 1923. The wife did. The husband was a Civil War veteran. For 98 years, they stayed on the shelf till we buried them last year. So
98 years, they were on a shelf someplace. And they must have gone through, what, I mean, how many, was this at a moratorium, a county, or a?
At a funeral home in Missouri.
A funeral home in Missouri for 98 years they were in there. So you figure is how many owners of that funeral home had gone through there in 98 years? I mean, it was generations.
It's been a lot. And from that same funeral home, we found 13 more that were Spanish-American War, Civil War, World War I. The youngest person had died in 1937. So everybody of the 14 we buried in the next service were all 70-plus years on a shelf. And there's many reasons for that, Carl. So we've talked before that some of it is legal, and most of the big problem is the ability for states and Privacy Act information and the release of liability. Those were all obstacles we're had to overcome, and we are overcoming.
Well, the bureaucracy, and from what I'm hearing here and from what I've understood in the past, is the bureaucracy just makes it hard. I mean, they've got to leap through so many hoops to make this happen, when indeed you would think if they've been there for 50 years, really nobody's going to care. And if you knew that they were, veterans, you would think that somebody would just, let's just inter them. But it's not that easy, is it?
It's not that easy, because what do they do? To go scatter them in a flower bed, or go do something, or have the ability to go do something and do the backup to get them verified is the big problem.
Well, I think, okay, now, and that's part of the thing with the new laws, is that the VA, through your all's actions, have actually put on a person, I would say it's a person, maybe it's long, maybe it's bigger now, to help you. Okay, they've put on 8 people or 9 people to assist you all in identifying the cremains and finding out if they are indeed veterans. Last year it was nobody, and then I've heard it was 1 or 2, and then now it's up to 9.
It's up to 9, and we have 16,100 names backlogged for them to research with us as well.
Now, this is one of the few jobs in America that the man who started it and the man and one of the prime drivers in it, plus you have so many others that are working so hard, wishes that you could be put out of a job.
You know, that's how the concept started, but in actual fact, Carl, that can't happen, because here's the reason the laws need to take place. We're reacting to something that's a result of people sitting on a shelf. The problem is we weren't addressing any way to stop them from ever getting on the shelves. So the reason the state laws and the reason that we're pushing forward is that we now, and California is the perfect example with the best law in the nation, we now deal with county coroners. We have a representative that's appointed as a county volunteer, and we're able to get county records. And the minute somebody passes, for example, a few months ago, the man that passed on the Greyhound bus was a veteran. He had veteran identification. So they come to what they call a Veterans Remains Organization, of which Missing in America is the only one in the country. We then go get verification, and then we can stop him immediately because he's identified. When he does go to the funeral home, they already know he's a veteran, so we don't catch it from the back end. So there's a full circle here. We still have to stop it at the front before they end up at the back.
Would the Veterans Administration, would they be the ones to go out and research and find these people? I mean, shouldn't it be up to them?
Well, no, because here's the problem. Typical separation of a private business versus a government entity. You can't dictate to a private business that they have to report the information to you unless it's written into each state law, which is why we're addressing it at the state level. No federal law can do that.
Okay. All right, we got to take a break here. We're with Fred Salante and his assistant here.
Gopher.
Indian Dave. We're talking about Missing in America project. And we're at one point, Fred thought he could get himself out of a job. Now it looks like it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And the more you get into it, the more remains you find. And you're, what, 13, did you say 13,000 backed up?
16,100
back, you know, that's in the VA that you're trying to identify.
And this is only from a few hundred funeral homes, and there's 26,000. So we just had New York give us 2,000. We have a funeral home in Iowa gave us 4,000 names. This is very huge. It's not anything that we had the concept that we were getting into at the start, Carl.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater will rock with the annual Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Sarah Dickerson, Barron Mudford, Aaron Murphy, The Address Real Estate, Beck Riley, Sierra Pacific Industries, Krista Camp, Wind River Casino, Chris Gomez, KRCR News Channel 7, and Steve Main, Anderson New Technology. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at cascadetheater.org. For more information, contact Chrissy Hansen at 244-0118, extension 202. Join the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include Sierra Pacific Industries, Bar in Mudford, The Address Real Estate, Glam Squad, Shasta Family YMCA, Ceramy and Browning Construction, Mallory's Flowers, Record Searchlight, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Reading Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Results Radio, and Reading Rancheria.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
It's the Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale going on now through July 8th. Save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks, plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the tents. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July tent sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Nabot. Linda's on her way back up to Sacramento. I'll be here in a minute. 8:25 in the morning, July the 6th. This portion of the show is brought to you, of course, by Redding Harley-Davidson. Been in Redding since, of course, 1977. And we're into our second generation running the shop. Ernie and Jessica. And if you want a motorcycle that is truly a icon of America, Harley-Davidson. They've got every bike you can imagine. They've got a full range of accessories, and they take such great pride in how they service their machines. Anything that you want to have done with your machine, they can do that. Diagnostics, service, and repair. Sell your bike, trade it in, financing at 3.99% owner OAC is available, and they're located right at 1268 12 Twin View Boulevard. So when you're riding down the road, just head on off, get off I-5 to 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5:30. You know, Redding Harley-Davidson, it's time to be out on the road. It's time to experience the ride and live the dream. Redding Harley-Davidson. Our guest, Fred Scalante from the Missing in America Project, and, of course, his partner in crime, Indian Dave. How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you doing, bud?
Do you mind if I call you that?
You can call me anything you want. Just let me out the door when it's over.
Okay. Then we'll do that. Now, Dave and Ernie have the Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave.
Yes, we do on Saturdays. Ernie took that over. He's a good man. He runs the thing, and, you know, I just kind of stay back in the background.
Ring the cowbell.
Yeah, I ring the bell.
Ring the bell.
That's what I do.
That's every morning, every Saturday at 7 o'clock. Yeah, I tell you what.
Could be every morning, folks, if you just call in and let them know.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You call in and we can be bought here.
That's right.
Well, we can't be bought, but we can be influenced. every Saturday morning from 7 to 8, Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. But you've been involved in the Missing in America project for a long time, too. Why are you in it, Dave?
Well, I am not a veteran. I am a supporter. I ran into these guys early on when they first started Missing in America Project in Redding, and found out what they did. It took care of veterans' remains, and I said, I'm in, because I feel that way about a lot of my family's been in the service, and I could not picture one of them sitting on the shelf in an urn box somewhere in a mortuary or storage or wherever and not being taken care of. One thing we didn't mention was that the mortuaries have to hold them until family steps forward. Missing in America Project, we are passing laws in states, and we become the next of kin so that we can step forward.
So you have the legal right to do it. So they have to keep them there. So that's why they could be there for 98 years.
They have to keep them.
You know, the fact that they kept it for 98 years is, I'm very surprised by that, because it had to have changed hands, unless it was a family mortuary that it just was passed on from generation to generation to generation. I mean,
well, even so, like Fred said, the law states, or the law for those mortuaries, are that they have to hold them until family shows up. So their hands are tied. They have to hold them. They have to put them in storage wherever they put them. They need to hold them until they're identified and taken care of. Until somebody comes along.
Right. But you know as well as I do how many have disappeared. And the fact that, you know, that people are doing this and responding to the law, I think, is just fantastic. But what kind of number do you think is out there? I mean, the more you get into this, the bigger it gets. A million? 2 million?
You know, when I first started, I sat with some 40-year veterans of the VA cemetery system, and we sat down and estimated everything we could, and we found that we thought that maybe there was going to be 10,000 veterans that we would find, but we thought we'd find a couple hundred thousand cremains.
Right.
As it turns out, when we're having funeral homes give us 2,000 and 4,000 for one home, and there's 26,000 homes out there, I expect that we'll probably end up with 10 to 12 million total names to be found, and I expect we'll end up with 150, 250,000 veterans. And we're not talking just veterans. We're talking their wives and their dependent children. So we are Title 38 gives a free burial to any veteran and his dependent. So we do this for the wives, and we do this for dependent children.
Okay, I think we've got like a minute left. We talk about a free funeral. We're not talking caskets and all that, are we?
No, what you're talking is that Title 38 authorizes a free plot, a free headstone, and a free burial at a VA or state cemetery.
Now, that's for any, is that for any veteran, even retired veterans?
Every veteran except certain National Guard veterans that never went on active duty.
Okay.
And if they've been on active duty, then they're eligible, and or for felons who are then excluded because of the, certain capital crimes.
Okay, see, I always used to think that they provided a, you know, the casket and everything, too.
Certain veterans.
If you're killed on active duty.
Well, not just on active duty. If you're a service-connected, combat-related veteran under and you die as a direct result from one of your service-connected disabilities, you can get up to about $2,300 in addition. Other veterans get about $700.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break here. Our guest, Fred Salante from Missing in America Project. We'll be right back to talk about some of the things that are happening right here in our local area. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama admits
it's still tough out there.
After the report showing a worse than expected 80,000 jobs were created last month and the unemployment rate remained 8.2%, but he adds
businesses have created 4.4 million new jobs over the past 28 months.
And he calls that, as he campaigns on his bus tour in Ohio, a step in the right direction. Mitt Romney disagrees.
There's a lot of misery in America today.
And the Republican points the finger right at the White House.
The president's policies have not gotten America working again. And the president's going to have to stand up and take responsibility for it.
Now, there's a sell-off on the jobs report on Wall Street. The Dow's down 174 points. It's another brutally hot day in much of the country.
I get dizzy. I just don't like the heat.
She's in Minneapolis, where it'll hit 97 today. It'll be over 100 in many other Midwest cities. There are heat warnings and advisories up in 25 states. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Friday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs Benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Lobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Hi, I have to try three of these on.
Okay, the dressing rooms are like in the back. You'll see them, don't worry.
Finally!
Sorry.
Are you tired of searching for the perfect bathing suit at a one-size-fits-all store? You want a bathing suit that you can wear with confidence, and you want to look your best. Wild Iris Custom Swimwear will work with you to design exactly what you want. Wild Iris, where you let your imagination begin. 3609 Bocelli Lane, Suite I. Call 221-4747 today for your perfect fit.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Judy Built Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well,
yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. And guess who just walked into the studio and is getting molested by Indian Dave?
Yeah.
It's Linda. Hey, honey.
Linda.
Hi.
How are you,
no,
honey?
I'm here right here.
Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Go in there and get your hair cut. Go take a step back in time with DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. I'm going down there, in fact, this morning and getting my hair cut.
Okay,
because I'm getting ready to Dance with the Stars again tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
I'm in the opening act. I'm not being graded or judged, which is good because I really have no idea what I'm doing out there. We're moving in circles, which is scary. But at least I'm not having to twirl. And so that's tomorrow night is Dance with the Stars.
Absolutely.
Welcome back, hon.
Oh, great. And it was great. I was listening all the way from Horning. It's so noble what you guys are doing in MIAP. And in fact, you've got these new shirts on. Bikes are parked out in front of the studio if you're just going by. Heads up if you're going to be heading out on 5. I left Sacramento at 5:30 this morning. And besides stopping to get gas, that's how long it took me. And it's not that it was traffic, it's just that there's road construction. And so I just want to let you know that there's two lanes that go down to one lane if you're going to be traveling up and down the 5. Give yourself some extra time. It is smoky on the horizon coming in from the Anderson area. It looks, you know, you start to come into the smoke. So I know that we've all been on alert. So, okay, well, where are you guys riding? The MIP, are you going to be doing any runs this weekend?
Not this weekend. The next one we have is Tuesday. But then also that same day, a group of about 6 of us will be headed to Helena, Montana.
That's right.
Where we're going to bury 7 veterans on Friday the 13th. Unfortunately, a bad day.
Okay. But so why heading up? Our guest is Frank Vellante, and of course,
Fred.
Did I say Fred?
Yeah,
Frank?
Did
I'm
Frank.
Sorry. I'm
That's
thinking.
Right.
Fred Salante. I'm sorry. And Dave, the Indian here, is here representing the Missing in America. Of course, Fred is the founder of Missing in America Project and has been the spark plug behind it and the pusher behind it. But now you're going up to Montana. Why Montana?
Well, I make it a point as the executive director that I try to attend as many of the funeral services in the other states that we can. And a few months ago, we went to Arizona and buried 17 in Sierra Vista. And then I went back to Quantico and buried 18 in Quantico, which was wonderful because the Marine Corps commander actually told everyone at the service, 250 of us, to go to the Marine Corps League, and all food and drinks were free on him. So,
hey, well, I tell you what, we Marines. Of course, he probably didn't realize he's with the Missing in America Project. That could have cost him a few bucks.
He regretted it after.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
No, we didn't mean beer.
But that was a beautiful service with over 300 motorcycles and an escort from Williamsburg to Quantico in downpouring rain. State Patrol taking the bikes on the side of the road because it was rush hour traffic in the morning. They left at 6 in the morning.
Oh, my gosh.
And so some interesting things. But I try to go there, and we're going to Helena. The lieutenant governor will give us a talk, and a 4-star general. And so then in September, we go to Spokane and Medical Lake for their service. They did 62 veterans there last year. So the point is, it's anywhere within a radius that's close, Carl. I like me or yeah, my guys
but,
to go
but
show and make
for
a present.
Close for you guys is 3,000 miles. I mean, come on. I remember when you all headed to Arlington. And, you know, this what a great story this is. You found a Congressional Medal of Honor recipient that was in a parking lot in Arizona. But it was, you know, and they were building up things around it. And plus, we had 2 Silver Star recipients from right here. And you all took all 3 of them back to Arlington for a beautiful, beautiful service. We went out with you for the first day, but that was the day that you introduced the Long Rider.
Yep.
That trip.
Yep.
Do you still have Long Rider?
I do, and we're taking it to Montana.
Long Rider is a motorcycle that Dave.
You cannot describe.
You can't. It's a trike, kind of a trike, but it looks like almost like a funny car, you know, in a way. I'm sorry, but some guy built it when he found out what it was for.
donated to me for the cause, and actually met us in Arlington. And since then, we've...
Oh, he went to Arlington, too. Actually, I didn't know
yes,
that part.
Yeah, he met us in Arlington with his mother and saw us there. And he's been through town a few times since.
Boy, was he surprised he made it that far, too.
He was surprised it made it.
You all were welding and rebuilding that engine all the way up to that last minute. I know that. And then it's a... It's what kind of engine's in it?
It's a 95 Toyota truck, the whole running gear.
Everything like that, but it's a motorcycle trike. But it was what... You all carried the remains on, and it was a place of honor for that. But, you know, and then everybody that was involved signed the bike, and people
along the way. Yes,
you know, I can't all say enough about America. That. You know, that was just such a great mission.
It was such an honor for us to be a part of it that it was overwhelming at times. And since then, you get that same feeling with services that we do.
And I want to talk about that because we have our bi-monthly services. So I want to talk about that when we get back after this break. Call on the bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
July 10th sale going on now through July 8th. Save hundreds on new Ford, Dodge, Honda, Lincoln, and Nissan cars and trucks. Plus hundreds of money-saving discounts on clean, high-quality used vehicles. Look for the 10th. Stop by today and drive home the car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for. Celebrate your independence when you hit the open road in your new vehicle. The Crown Motors 4th of July 10th sale is going on now through July 8th. Don't miss it.
This Saturday evening, the Cascade Theater will rock with the annual Women's Refuge Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style. Local stars once again take to the dance floor with local professionals to win your hearts and your votes. This year's stars include Sarah Dickerson, Baron Mutford, Aaron Murphy, The Address Real Estate, Beck Riley, Sierra Pacific Industries, Krista Camp, Wind River Casino, Chris Gomez, KRCR News Channel 7, and Steve Main, Anderson New Technology. Tickets are on sale now at the Cascade Theater box office or at cascadetheater.org. For more information, contact Chrissy Hansen at 244-0118, extension 202. Join the fun this Saturday evening in support of the Women's Refuge for an evening of great entertainment. Sponsors include Sierra Pacific Industries, Bar in Mudford, The Address Real Estate, Glam Squad, Shasta Family YMCA, Ceramy and Browning Construction, Mallory's Flowers, Record Searchlight, KRCR News Channel 7, Wind River Casino, Free Fire Media, Tuxedo Den, Reading Radio, Enjoy Magazine, Mike Burke Photography, Results Radio, and Reading Rancheria.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is Friday, July the 6th, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. What can I say about these guys? Old-fashioned values? Because quality doesn't have to cost more. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, their whole mission in life is to make sure your heating and air works, and it works well. And you know what, my friends? Start checking it out, because I bet you right now those air conditioners are starting to pump it up or not as working as well as they did. So who can come in? Alliance. We've had them over to the house. Let me tell you, it was a great experience. Not only did they fix the little parts with our air conditioners, he found something else under the house and fixed that. You know, what can you say when you get to people like that that care about their customers? Give them a call, 221-6242, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. This is Alliance Heating and Air, and we recommend them. We like them. Okay.
Currently 71 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. And that is our holding. It's going to be plentiful sunshine today. Temperatures around 97. Winds west, woof. 5 to 10 miles per hour. Excuse me. Go ahead. Praying for those of friends that perhaps have been evacuated.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
And praying for our firefighters who are out there. I tell you what, those first responders, you know, the helicopters out there going forward. You know, countless, I mean, not countless, but numerous engines, the air tankers, everybody. You know, those air tankers is not a safe job. So our thoughts and prayers going out for them for fighting those fires and for our friends that may be in danger.
And volunteers.
And the volunteers are out there. You're right. You know, the volunteer firefighters, I mean, my gosh, they're out in harm's way, and they do it because they know it's the right thing to do. Our guests are Fred Salante, who heads up the president CEO of Missing in America Project, a national project now due to Fred's work, and Indian. Dave the Indian, who is here as kind of like the number two, the El Segundo, the one that runs things. Right? I'm just making that
far
stuff
from
up.
It.
I just make that
stuff. That sounds really
up.
Good, though.
It does. And
keep it up.
Both of you are wearing this.
maybe I'll get an advance of my
paycheck. These shirts that
you've
got on right now, I've got my sunglasses
it's
on.
It's hard to describe with the color
is. It's hard to describe because both
it's
of them.
It's an ish.
It's loud.
Between
green,
yeah, it's loud. There you go.
Right.
Can't miss it.
In fact, it's burnt. It's seared my eyes. Okay, what do you got coming up here in the near future?
And we've got the bi-monthly service. We do a service every other month, and this one usually on the second Wednesday at 11 a.m. This will be the third Wednesday this month because some of us are leaving for the trip
Montana.
To Montana. And we have 18. We have indigents unknown and unclaimed.
How many?
18.
And how many of them are unknown?
Well, I don't know that number exactly.
Well, it's a combination. It's not just those that we have found. It's a combination of those that are buried at the cemetery where there's either no family or no military honors given.
Okay.
And the family can't come at the time they deliver them from the funeral home. So every other month we do a service for everybody that we found and everybody that they have that didn't receive honors.
All right.
And so there's usually a list of names anywhere from 7, 8 up to 30 at times.
Okay. Now, Linda and I participated in this, and it was a great honor for us, of course. When's it going to be? I know it's the time and everything.
Next Wednesday.
It's coming Wednesday.
At 11 a.m.
Oh, the 18th.
Yeah, the 18th. That's what I said.
Next Wednesday's the 11th.
Yeah, that's
when
right.
It should
We're
have
leaving.
Been.
So it's going to be the 18th.
That's why I help him a lot.
18th at 11 a.m.
So circle your calendars for the 18th at 11 o'clock.
At the Igo Cemetery.
Igo Cemetery.
Yes,
right.
And these are veterans folks.
Right.
So, you know, we need to support them even if they don't have family. If they do have family, that family might not know about them. And so we want to, that's why we're there, to support them.
You call out their names, their ranks, you carry their ashes. It's a beautiful ceremony with lots of dignity.
Taps,
of course.
Folding of the flag.
The full honors.
The firing of the volleys, the whole thing. You need to be there if you've not seen it before. You need to get in touch. Okay, now other things that you've got going on, Fred.
Well, we've got quite a bit going on. We stay very involved with the community, and every year this will be the third year coming up later where we do the Servicemen's Feast, which is basically for all first responders and for the National Guard and their families. That'll be later, almost to Christmas. earlier than that, on the 21st, we have a fundraiser, because obviously MIAP is not funded by any government agencies or anybody but private individuals that donate to us. We'll be doing a barbecue, and we'll be doing it, and I don't know the name of the shopping mall, but where Dairy Queen and Duke's and all of that, and the folks from Palm Beach Tanning will be out washing cars for donations, and Sports Clips will be given free haircuts for a donation, and all of that proceeds will go to the Missing in America Project. I think what people that you talked about with volunteers, every one of my people are volunteers. Every one of these trips to Montana, Tucson, everybody pays every penny out of each individual pocket. So not anything that's funded by anybody.
No, this is not. Yeah, you're right, and it is. It's totally funded by the people that are just going with you.
Yeah.
And I can imagine that, you know, driving a trike that's 42 feet long and weighs 8,000 pounds gets kind of expensive, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
I could use your help, Carl. I'm asking for your help, Carl.
Okay, I'm giving you a donation.
Thanks for the dollar.
I'm giving you a donation at home. Who gave you a dollar?
You just handed me one.
Okay. All right. Hey, we got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Butt. Honey, take us out here.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guarantee high stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included. Plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and desserts. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. This $10,000 high stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club. 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or online at WindRiverCasino.com. Prize pool based on participants. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You look frustrated. What's wrong?
I can't find a dress for my daughter for her graduation.
Have you been to Susie's?
Susie's?
Susie's has great party dresses, and they register your dress so...
Well, you're not going to see someone else wearing the same dress.
Well, what if they don't have the right size or color?
Susie's can do anything, even special order sizes 0 to 24 and tons of colors.
Perfect. I have got to get to Susie's right now.
Wait for me.
Susie, 1796 Turn Creek Road in the Shasta Center next to Palm Beach Tan.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights right here on KCNR 1464 on the spot with Linda Bott. We're going to find out what's hot, what's not. We're going to talk about fun, film, fashion, frivolity. Brought to you by Dandelion, Mount Shasta Mall, Susie's, Crackmaster, and Wild Iris. See you Thursday, 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Friday morning. And yes, we want to keep abreast of everything that's happening. Let's go to the phones with Linda Galvin from Cal Fire. What is happening with the Dale Fire? Linda, thanks for calling in.
Sure thing. The Dale Fire is 1,200 acres and 40% contained. The firefighters were able to make very good progress on the fire last night because of the cooler temperatures and the higher humidities. So the fire did not grow overnight. We still have some evacuations in place. Diggins Way south of Placer Road, Clear Creek Road between Cloverdale and Texas Springs and all those little side roads off of Clear Creek. And the Cloverdale Road area is open, and those residents have been allowed back in.
Okay. And typically what happens when you place an evacuation, is it the 24-hour hold? And so for those of us are knowing friends that are, live in that area that have been evacuated, typically how long does that hold?
It's just until the danger is passed and the officials deem it safe for the residents to return to their homes.
And is there, you know, web access or telephone access? So, you know, 10 minutes, 15, an hour from now, people can call to find out what's if something's been lifted or what's happening.
They can. We have an information center set up here in Reading, and the phone number is 225-2510, and that's for the public to call in and get information. As well, they can check our website at www.fire.ca.gov. And right there in the middle of the page, it says fire information, and you kind of follow that until you find where it says incidents in the Dale fire.
Well, we appreciate you so much calling in this morning, keeping our listeners abreast of what's happening. Of course, we're concerned citizens here. Thanks so much.
Sure thing. Thank you. Bye.
You bet. Hey, by the way, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors of Reading, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. And Crown Motors' 4th of July sale now is going on until the 8th. New and used vehicles. Look for the tents at 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call at 223-2177. They're there to make great deals for their neighbors and to make sure that the vehicles they sell you are serviced perfectly. That's Reading Crown Motors. Local. Keep it local, my friends. If you're going to buy a vehicle, stay within Reading. Okay, our guest Fred Salante and Missing in America Project, and we've talked about who Missing in America or what the Missing in America Project is, things you've been achieving. Now, what's the last things here, Fred, in our last 3 minutes?
Well, the first thing I'd like to say is that anybody that would like to contact us, the office phone number is 530-226-9900. Our website is www.miap.us, and we're located at 2520B Goodwater Avenue, off of Shasta View. And that's at 96003. So drop by or call us or talk to us. We have a variety of things we can do and answer lots of questions for people on things that may be bothering them about a relative or finding somebody.
Great. It's a great thing that you all are doing out there, Fred. You okay?
We appreciate.
It just chokes you up when you're talking about it, doesn't it?
Well, and
even after all this time.
Even after all this time, they don't call me Waterworks for nothing when I do a talk. And you know what? I'm proud of that, Carl, because it doesn't make you numb.
No, it touches you.
Each time is different. Each time is special. So I think that's the heart of what everybody that volunteers, and I have over 1,400 volunteers nationwide, and the biggest thing is every bit of this is from their heart. I have tons of people like Dave that are not veterans, but they're still doing it because it's the right thing to do, Carl.
Well, they support the veterans, and
yes,
as is called for.
Oh, we thank you so much for
thanks, Fred,
for being on this morning and again enlightening us. You know, just keep bringing the attention to MIAP.
And we will too. You always got a place here, Fred. If you got something that needs to be said, come on out.
Thank you, Fred.
All right. Thank you, Fred Salani.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys are great. Just always love having you on and nearest and dearest to us. And let's not forget tomorrow night again at the Cascade Theater is Dancing with the Stars. And, of course, all the proceeds of that go to the Shasta Women's Refuge.
That's right.
It's a big night. There's six contestants. Six pro dancers, a lot of, you know, hooked in community members. It's going to be a great night. Carl's going to be opening with, some of the returning cast members. It should be a lot of fun. And again, it's at the Cascade Theater. There may be a few smattering, whatever you want to call it. Like, how about random seats that are available?
Okay, now we're going to be followed right now after this is, of course, Shasta Startup, and Les Melberg is out there. I've seen him walking through. Followed by The Bold Truth. You know, on Fridays we have our local programming from 9 to 10, of course, with the Shasta Startup. And then 10 to 11 with The Bold Truth. And, of course, we go back to Dennis Miller from 11 to 12. And tomorrow we start our programs. We've got 14 local programs here on our station, probably more than any other place you're going to find here in Northern California, maybe even Southern California.
Don't want to miss Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave.
Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, Outdoor Buddies, all those things. Now, Monday we're going to have Dr. Ray John in from Haven Humane and a number of other guests. And I think you're going to also be able to express your opinions as usual. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? And welcome back, hon.
Thank you. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. What to do about a job market that they agree is growing too slowly? President Obama and Mitt Romney offered their contrasting ideas this morning. The president saying he's the candidate who has an answer for middle-class Americans.
Somebody who's thinking about how to grow the economy from the middle. Out from the bottom, up, not from the top down. That's why I'm running for a second term as president. I've got a different idea. I've got a different theory.
The president speaking in Poland, Ohio, the latest stop on a bus tour that also takes him to Pennsylvania. Earlier, Mitt Romney said the president's policies are just not working.
I know he's been planning on going across the country and celebrating what he calls forward. Well, forward doesn't look a lot like forward to the millions and millions of families that are struggling today.
Romney in Wolfsboro, New Hampshire. The numbers that led to all this talk were revealed this morning by the Labor Department. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has a live report.